We are experiencing an epidemic in our society. What is it? Joylessness. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you so much for taking this journey with us as we discover how to live a life of true joy.
Welcome to Day 15 of Joy. Today's title is Joy in Both Directions. C.H. Spurgeon once said, "It appears that when sinners receive Jesus, they receive him joyfully, so that there is joy on both sides. It is joyful business altogether. The Savior is glad to save, and the sinner is glad to be saved." Our text today comes from Luke chapter 19, verses 5 through 10. "And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, 'Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today.' So he hurried and he came down and he received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all grumbled, 'He has gone in to be with the guest of the man who is a sinner.' And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, 'Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I've defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold.' And Jesus said to him, 'Today salvation has come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost.'" Today begins the third week of our study on joy. In week one, we focused on choosing joy. In week two, we looked at the witness that joy brings. And during this week, we will look at abounding joy. Today's scripture introduces us to a sinner who was saved and found abundant joy. His name is Zacchaeus. The name Zacchaeus is a male name of Hebrew origin that means pure and innocent. This Zacchaeus had not lived up to his name. Luke 19:2 tells us that he was a chief tax collector and rich. The Romans had levied heavy taxes on all nations under their control so that they could build their empire. The Jews fiercely opposed these taxes, but they were still forced to pay. Some of the Jews became tax collectors because they could make a lot of money. Being a chief tax collector, Zacchaeus was in charge of other tax collectors. As you can imagine, tax collectors were despised by their own people. They were viewed as traitors for profit, and most were corrupt. Because their money was made from the additional money they collected from others, many tax collectors were tempted to charge more than necessary. This man, who had overcharged others and was despised by his people, had a huge desire to see Jesus. The encounter recorded in Luke 19, verses 1 through 10, would change his life forever. For on that day, Zacchaeus would meet Jesus, the unchanging one who changes everything. Because of his small stature, Zacchaeus climbs up in a sycamore tree to see Jesus. Perhaps this could be symbolic of how he's lived his life. He has constantly stepped over others in his attempt to rise above them financially. While Zacchaeus looks down from his perch above, Jesus looks up from the path below. While others hate Zacchaeus, Jesus invites himself over for dinner to fellowship with him. Zacchaeus climbs down and he receives Jesus joyfully. The fact that Jesus would want to spend time with a sinner and a tax collector brought joy to Zacchaeus' soul. Likewise, it should bring us great joy to know that Jesus invites us into a personal relationship with himself. We should continually rejoice that Jesus would choose to save us from our sins. Charles Spurgeon saw joy from two directions in Jesus' encounter with Zacchaeus. Spurgeon saw that joy that Zacchaeus had experienced in the presence of Jesus, but this great preacher also noted that Jesus was glad to save. Luke 19:10 records Jesus' prolific statement, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." It brings Jesus great joy when someone is saved from their sins. The same word Jesus used for seeking to save the lost is used to describe Zacchaeus seeking Jesus in Luke 19, verse 3. This New Testament word means to investigate in order to resolve and denotes getting to the bottom of a matter. In the same way Zacchaeus was seeking to see Jesus, Jesus was seeking to save this tax collector. Luke 19, verse 9 records this life-changing statement from Jesus to Zacchaeus, "Today salvation has come to this house." On that day, Zacchaeus, the sinful tax collector, was saved. He was transformed from a filthy sinner into a pure son of God in the eyes of God. The day he found his true joy was the day he finally lived up to his name. Boyd Bailey writes, joy is birthed when the lost experience rebirth. Salvation brings joy from all directions. Jesus rejoices to save, and those who are saved experience abundant joy. Let's think about these questions today. Imagine the joy Zacchaeus experienced the day he received salvation. How was his newfound joy made evident to others? What do you remember about the joy you experienced when you realized Christ had saved you? How can Jesus' statement in Luke 19:10 bring you abundant joy? Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that we can have abundant joy in you. We praise you that you came to seek and to save the lost. And so today, Lord, we lift up to you those who are lost and need your saving grace. Use us today, Father, to be that light to those who are lost. We love you. Amen.